good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 11th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And tonight, we are going to start with the COVID-19 pandemic, giving you numbers of what's happening also regarding the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccination program. To date, the Ministry of Health says that there are 39,496 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since March last year, including 36,940 recoveries and 1,626 deaths. And talking about the COVID-19 vaccine program, which is now in its second phase, we see that there are 690,452 people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And yesterday, there were 4 deaths recorded, as well as 64 new positive cases. And also looking at the global map, we have 3.7 million people who have succumbed to the respiratory illness so far. And we also have 174 million people who have been infected with this disease. And according to Johns Hopkins University, some 2.2 billion vaccines have been administered one way or the other.
And then, Tunga, as usual, we are also going to be looking at the latest political developments in the country. We saw this week was a very heated one in terms of the political developments that were happening in the country, in Tunga.
Yes, Mava, lingaba litshona njani emakhaya, siyadibana kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, lapho esiqhubeka sikhangela umkhuhlane we-coronavirus, as we normally do on a daily basis. Sizakhuluma njalo ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota, i-voter registration, with worrying reports from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as well as civil society groups, that turnout for registration is so far very low. Isikhangele amanani ayizolo kubhubhe abantu abane nge-COVID-19, kanti njalo kulaba ngamashumi ayisithupha lane 64 ababanjwe lomkhuhlane. From umbimbitho umkhuhlane lo ufika eZimbabwe nyakenye, so kulabantu phose abangu 40,000 asebebanjwe lomkhuhlane. To be precise, bangu 39,496, and out of those kulabangu 36,940 asebe isilile. Ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla asebebhubhile bayinkulungwane elamakhulu edlula ayisithupha, 1,626 abantu asebefile. And lokho kuthiwa ngama-active cases, the number of people who are currently sick in Zimbabwe, not sick per se, but infected with this virus, bangu 930. Less than 1,000, which is a bit impressive, but the worrying trend esibonayo kulezi insuku ukuthi ayenyuka emihla ngemihla amanani lawa maf.
Tsunga tokuchingamidza nesem ripachirongwa chedu parizvino tokuchingamidza sezvo nhasi tiine gango semusi wechishanu kudai pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Sekuziya kwamuri kuita parizvino, nyika iri pasecond phase yekubaya nhomba dzeCOVID-19. Saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti izvi zvamira sei uyezve kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 munyika parizvino rakamira sei. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu kubvira chirwere ichi chatanga muna March gore rapfuura vanosvika 39,496 vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Shona zvakare vamwe vakabatwa neCovid-19 asi vakakunda denda iri vari pa36,940 vari kunziwa marecoveries. Tozotarisa vakabatwawo nedenda iri munyika vakatadza kurikunda vari pa1,626. Tosarira iyo second phase yekubayiwa nhomba yechirwere cheCovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 690,452 vabatwa vachiwanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yeCovid-19. Saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Tisarisa zvakare magadziriro ari kuitwa panyaya yevoter registration nemapato ari munyika ari kuita zvematongerwo enyika. Tisarisa ZANU-PF uyezve MDC Alliance nemamwewo mapato ari munyika pari zvino kuti ndezvipi zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino mugadziriro yeyatingati iye voter registration. Saka tine vanyarikani vedu vari pano. Saka tanobva tangovapinza muchirongwa handitonga kuitira kuti tibva tawanikwa isu hatichikurukura muzuva ranhasi nekuti vanyarikani vedu pari zvino vari kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Tine vamwe vari kubva kuBulawayo uyezve vamwe vari kubva ino muno muAmerica asi vari kunzvimbo yeCanada pari zvino. Tichasangane vari kuZimbabwe kuti mumbotiudza veMDC Alliance. Hello, kana muri kutizwa Sweden Chiroza, kana muri kutizwa ibvai mapinda muchirongwa muchitiudza kuti zvakamira sei kuMDC Alliance panyaya yekuti muwanikwe imi muchitsvaga vanhu rutsigiro rwekuvhota
ne2023
kuva pachirongwa che7 nairvitika muno muBulawayo ndekuti vanhu vakawanda vanoda chaizvo kunge vachiwamaparticulars vachiregista kuti vange vachiwanikwa vachizokwanisa kuvhota mugore ra2023. Asi dambudziko riri sekuti zete haichaiti machiosk yaisoita makore adarika. Tanga tine urongwa nezete kuti zveti yaiuya kumatownship yoisa matafura ayo kugadzika equipment vanhu voya vachiregista. Zvino nyaya yapo yezvinezvi ndeyatinoti muchirungu lack of accessibility sekuti zveka haichadi kuti inge ichienda kumatownship kuitira kuti vanhu vakuchipanirwa manje kuti vachipinde muhomwe vawane mari dzekukwira kuenda kuzeke vachiregista. Nyaya dzinoti mitei kuvanhu vakawanda. Saka dambudziko retenge tinaro nderekuti nderekuwana mari yekuhaya motokari tora motokari tichinge tichikwidza vanhu vachienda kuzeke kwacho. Zvino nyaya zvinge zviri nyore kuti tiwane makombi asi mazuva ano mapurisa haabvumiri makombi kufamba. Kunyanya kana vakaona kuti kombi yachina ine vanhu vanodarika kana vatatu vanhu vanenge vachichaira vanenge vakushungurudzwa nemapurisa tirava kuti panenge paakubuda motikari diki nokuti maHonda Fit ndo ari kunzi ari kubvumidzwa kufamba. Zvino kana une mhomho yevanhu unenge wakutozohaya maHonda Fit akawanda uchireva kuti mari yachina inenge ichidikana ipapo inenge iri mari yakawanda chaizvo. Saka dambudziko riri paaccessibility yekuti zveki iri kuramba kuenda kunoregista vanhu kumalocation. Takange tamboita urongwa ihwohwo muna 2018 na 2029 tine chikamu chaitungamirwa naprovincial organized secretary wedu vatepiso mpofu. Saka iye zvinoizvi zveki yaakuramba. Chinotishamisa ndechekutoti zveki yakatitaura iyo kuti Bulawayo ine dambudziko rekuti maconstituents anenge magwegwe necoutbank ana vanhu vanosvitsa 26,000. Saka maconstituents anenge achidikana kuti vawanise vanhu vanoregista. Zvino kana zveki isingaendi ikoko inoreva kuti vanhu vemunzvimbo imomo vanofanira kuti vasvinike vachienda kunoregista kuzeki kwacho. Asi kunoregista kwacho kunodikana mari ndechekufambisa hapana ekuti kutiite urongwa nevanhu vezuko zvino tinetsei nekuti zvinenge zvaakurerekera futi kuhurumende saka pakazo ndikonzi MDC Alliance mashandiro etenge chita makore adarika andidairi kuti zvino mbuma pozoyawo dambudziko rekuti vekuzeki vari kutiwo equipment yavo haisi kunyatsoita ko equipment yezeki yazotadza kuita nguva ino isei iriyo equipment yenge vari kushandisa payavaiti biomedical water registration inozikana nedare kuti GVR saka nguva inoyi haisi nguva yekuti zeki nge ichitaura vanhu kuti equipment haisi kushanda michina yavo inofanira kuwanikwa ichishanda sekuti vanhu vatakaendesa kunorejista muna November takazowanikwa varejista muna April tira kuti zeki iri kunonoka kuno kwari kutaurawo kuti michina yavo haisi kushanda tichira kuti idambudziko kuti vanhu vange vachirejista ndangoti ndo dambudziko ratiri kuwana kuno kubulawayo mashandiro atiri kuita nemashandiro atiri kuita nevanhu vezeki
mombobata ini makadaro ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri amene varegis charumbira kuti muri kutinzwa here kwamuri ikoko kucanada kuti mutipewo
urongwao ebatoreunzwai zvakanaka
taurai tii
muri kundinzwawo
ehe taurai tii
orit handida kutenda zvikuru vataura before us vekumdc vane chido chokuti vange vachivhotawo which is a right to every citizen I think iproblem yavataura iyi handifungi kuti vanga vakananga kumdc I think it's a national issue that I have not yet came across that startupwa information iyoyo yokuti ndo zviri kuitika kuzeki what I have heard is voter registration is about immense and I think zvikuru kunzi malogistics ese they are being put in place so maybe it's too early for them to judge because as far as other provinces are concerned so far it's not an issue so I think let's wait a little bit and see how other provinces are going to start their voter registration and then we can make it an issue as far as ZANU-PF we have been ready we've been campaigning from the last campaign we have not stopped campaigning we are not afraid of the election we are ready to win this 2023 election with a resounding victory we are very confident that His Excellency the President of Zimbabwe Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to have a victory and a resounding victory of this time around apart from that if there is an issue with ZEC like I said let's wait and see I think it's too early for us to comment and also I hope this is not a way of trying to try to shift the blame and Scott getting ZANU-PF that ZANU-PF is trying to come up with another trick I'm sure that's not the way we are going thank you very much
siyavezwa lapho ubaba ucharumbira webandla leZANU-PF lizwile njalo lobaba uSwithan Chirodza weMDC Alliance singakaphenduki kulabo bobabili egathesi siye silomnumzana Brandon Arnold Malaba lapha ngowenhlanganiso ye-Unizim Trust okuyinhlanganiso ephatheke kunhlelo zokukhuthaza ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisa ngilaye lapha ecingweni mnumzana Malaba ngiyakwamukela uhlelo
salibonani
yeah, kunjani kobulawayo?
Kobulawayo kuright kuthuli kakhulu.
Yeah, bakithi kungathula kanjani? Kumele kube kuphithizela njengoba kuyisikhathi sokubhalisela ukuvota.
Sure.
Yeah, sike saxoxa ngaphambilini lapho sithi yebo abantu ngani bayadonda kancane kodwa abanye bayabhalisa. Chazisele uZulu ukuthi unjani umumo kahle kahle.
Awumumo unzima. Abantu ngani bayasaba ukuyavota but ngiyizama sizothola sibakhuthaza ukuthi bebuye sizokuzovota ngenxa yokuthi njengama youth sinje so sifuna irepresentation and your representation ingaba khona na wonke umuntu onguyouth ehambe evota athiwe phakathi khonapha.
Velilo hlelo kumavika sanda kwedlula lapho ebelibambisana khona I think election resource center lithwala abantu lisiya labo kuma registration center lusakhona yini lolo hlelo
kelo hlelo solwaphela but isifiso yikuthi khona luzaphendula futhi.
Sithe sixoxa njalo kolunye uhlelo lwezindaba wathi wena ukungaphakami kwabantu lokhu kuza kuba lomthelela omubi kakhulu ikakhulu kudaba lokuhlelwa kutsha kwama-constituencies esingathi i-delimitation of constituencies. Akuchasisela abalaleli khonapho ukuthi kuqakatheke njani lokho.
So lapha ngizokhuluma on my personal point of view ngasikhuma about ama delimitation exercises ukuthi are important.
Yeah, kuzokubeka ba.
Yo ajitemayela ukuthi uzaba lama constituents amangaki. So if abantu bangayelo ukuya register ukuvota and izekhi njalo ngayihle kuba kwazi ukuthi kulabantu abangaka so kuyakwere kuzohlupha next time abantu ngaso siyavota. So you city with ama delimitation exercises are important so that come 2023 kube lama constituencies are enough ukuthi ekhona ukuthi wonke umuntu ekwanise ukufika khona.
Ngamanye amazwi nje alula nxa ungachasisela umuntu ongabambi kuhle ungathi asithi koBulawayo kathesi kulabantu abangu million then wonke be-eligible ukuthi bavote kodwa kubhalise abantu abangu 500 khona kuvele abangu 500,000 khona kuvele sekulama constituencies angu 35 ngezinye indlela ngoba kuyabe kubhalisa abantu abalutshwana lalawo ma constituencies ayakwanisa ukwehliswa angithi kunjani.
Kunjalo.
Ontanga bona bathini okuyibo elibajonge kakhulu nxa likhuluma la?
Ontanga bona bayakhala bayebesifuza ukuthi thina siya kambe siyatholani because siyabe sisithi nxa siyavota i-change esiyifunayo ingekho. So bayebesithi kumele umkwayemile sihambe siyovota. Njalo abanye bayebekhala besithi heyi ngendlela i-economic situation yethu eyiyo. Ukuthi mina ngihambe ngiyovota ngethiya into engizithengisayo hhayi kuyahlupha ngoba khonapho khonokho engikuthengisayo lamhlanje yanto yikho engizakusebenzisa ukuthi ngidle mbayembaye le muli yami. And abanye baye bekhale besithi nxakule i-registration center A1 ivuliwe uma ngiwakhona hhayi mude njalo khonokho sesesikhangelele isikhathi sokuthi umuntu ngaza khona ukugoka 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, kuyabe kuyisikhathi angabede khona ukuthi ebeyenze something.
Ngezinye indlela uthi ama registration centers akhatshana lakhatshana ngokunjalo abantu kabawafinyeleli kuthi. Iselike lazama yini ukukhulumisana lezeki?
Manje khonapho mina ngiyabengela i-official comment ukuthi ngalihlela njani. Bona bezekhibo simili abangakhona ukuphendula kuhle but simili akhona ama-initiatives okhuluma lezeka sekeyenzakala ama-organization okhuluma labawuza ukuthi becela ukuthi kuvulwe ama-registration centers so that ukuthi abantu from different places bekhone ukufika endaweni zakhona.
Hayi siyabonga khonapho Malava uqhubeka ubambile ecingweni lungaqhuma ucingo lwakho nza kufonela futhi siyabonga. Mavu abanzwapo ba Malava bari ku taura I think i point amboraizwa na nabachirodza nxa ngaphazami khonapho Chirodza I think inke ngakuzwa lawo khuluma ngokuthi ama registration centers akhatshana lakhatshana kunjalo.
vachirodza murikunzwe
ndizvalo
taurai
ndirikuzvinzwa handisi zvava kuti munoda kuti taure nenangwe chita
kuloma isindevele ba
ya
So izeki njengoba lilibandla selike lazama
registration center la akhathana kakhulu lokhuzeni kuda lapho kuhlala khona abantu ngicela ukuthi ngikunike omunye umzekeliso ongaphandle kwebulawayo ngikananzelela ukuthi izeki ifake umbiko izeki ithi yona voter registration for Matabeleland South i-adresi yegwanda 119 Big Ben Road, Jahunda, Gwanda. Angithi kodwa siyazi thina ukuthi iplum tree layo yilokhu zenini yi-part of Bulawayo South, i-bike bridge yibulawayo South, kodwa bakhipha umbiko okuthi i-address e-voter registration ingaphi isegwanda. Kobulawayo i-voter registration center ikulokhu zenini isefamona laphana sizane le-fire brigade. Number 16 Centenary Court Windsor Park Building. So umuntu vele Country Park kumele agade umchova ayekhona ngale thina sibe besithakazelela ukuthi i-ZEC yenze lokho esavumelana khona kudala size sikhulume lomama ukhuphe i-ZEC kunobaba Innocent Nube lomama ukhuphe esavumelana nabo sathi thina kumele babe lama-kiosk and lokho sike sakwenza thina ngomnyaka ka-2019 ngibona ngasekuqaliseni kuka-2020 ukuthi kube lama-kios lapho abathatha khona imitshina yabo bahambe emalokishini right abantu besuka ezindaweni zabo besiyoregister endaweni eziyabe ziduzane kodwa kathezi bananzelela ukuthi imichova esathi layo kudala eyamakhombi akula sokulama-honda fit kusuka kube kudule kakhulu ukuthi abantu sibathathe thina besiyorejista ngathi efamoni njalo enye into eliqakathekileyo engazange ngiyikhulume yikuthi uzananzela ukuthi abezanu bona wakhanya vele akubahluphi ukuthi abantu berejiste kukhanya lokhu yinto ehluphayo abantu be-MDC and ma ngikhangela mina wami umbono ngibona ukuthi kuhlupha abantu be-MDC ngoba i-MDC yiyo ebinqoba emadolobheni abezanu ayibaqhelesile nxa kungaba le-delimitation equma ama-constituency emadolobheni ngoba bona vele bebenikezwa ama-constituency emakhaya bebenikezwa ayikhona ukunqoba ngoba vele azange sivume ukuthi izanu yasinqoba so ngibona kuyinto ephazamisa uzulu kusuka kube nzima ukuthi abantu bethole lezo zimali ezikuya kuma-registration center izeki yaluthi esingayimelanga icathi ngokuthi imitshina kayisebenzi izeki imele yenze umsebenzi njengengxenye kahulumente itshengise ukuthi ifaka izinto ezithandwa nguzulu phambili isifiso zikazulu phambili ayikhona ukuthi isifiso sezanu phambili
hayi siyabonga Chiroza qhubeka ubambile khonapho hanzi nabachiroza mav izano PF hayizvi hayizi kunetsekana zvachose nekuti vanhu vange vachinyoresa kuti vavhote hameno vaicharumbira varipo here vapindurei pa
regaiti vatati vachirodza taurai zvamataura neshona hatinyatsozvisisana so that vacharumbira vabva vapindira matii panyaya yedelimitation yekutaurai
ndingacherezedzwa vanhu vanotigira bato remdisaland ndo vega vari kushushikana panyaya yevoter registration kacherechedza gore ra-2019 na-2020 tengetenge tine hurongwa namai kupe nababa nyuve vekuno kubulowayo vekuzeki kuti vaite mavoter registration kiosk kumatownship hurongwa hauna havasi kuita parizvino saka kana muchicherechedza izvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vawane dambudziko vanhu dambudziko raapo ndere transport sekuti makombi achagumi kufamba kana makombi akatakura vanhu zvinongo zviva kuti marimwe zviri kune makombi akapiswa mutown saka pane pakutsvaka motokari dzinotakura vanhu saka isu toona kuti izvozvizvi ndozvimwe zvinhu zvinokanganisa vanhu kuti varegiste takupai muenzaniso wegwanda vota registration yekugwanda address yapuhwa nezeki inoti iyo 1194 Big Ben Road Chahunda Gwanda that's vota registration yemati south yapiwa nezeki mukatarisa mepi yenyu yezimbabwe gwanda pairi vanhu vangafare kuzivawo futi kuti Plum Tree iri under matepelenzi Pike Bridge iri under matepelenzi sounds zvichira kuti munhu anoda kuregista kuvhota anofanira kuti akwire mabhazi kubva kuti Plum Tree opinda mubulawayo bulawayo okwira futi achienda kuti kugwanda kunoregista saka zvichira kuti munhu anofanira kufamba maybe 400 kilometers to and fro kuti anoregista kuvhota samuona kutoti no zviningambini zviri kuiswa munzira yevanhu kuti vasakwanise kuvhota nevezeki zvira kuti panogona kunge pane zvavakatarisira kuti vawane kuno kubulawayo voter registration center yanziyo 16 centenary court windsor park famona saka mudunhu rese rekubulawayo vanhu vese vanokurudzirwa kunzi vaende ku 16 centenary court kufamona izvi tinozoona kuti no hasi zvinhu zvakanaka zeki inofanira kuti iende kumatownships vachiita set up mavoter registration kiosk kuti zvive nyore zvireruke kuti vanhu vadini varegiste kuvhota sekuti zeki iyoyo inofanira kunge ichikurudzira kuti maconstituency emumadhorobha kana maconstituency anenge arimo mudunhu asatoachiendesa kumaruwa nekuti kumaruwa ndo kwagara kuchihwina ZANUPF saka mukacherechedzawo futi maitiro ari kuita vanhu vezanupf vanenge vasina kana shungu nezvekuregista kuvhota nokuti vanenge vane takuziva kuti kana pakakatwa maconstituency inongobhenefita kumaruwa kwavagara vachipiwa kwete kuindirawo so kwavanopiwa masvitsi akawanda saka ndo dambudziko ratinaro muno mubulawayo rekuti zeki haresi kuita stand up for the citizenry it's an arm of government inofanira kunge ichiita iti civic duty it must go to the citizens
So maybe just in English, what do you think is the way forward before we get to Mr. Sharungira to just answer you on what you've been alleging?
In the way forward for Zeke,
yeah, well, the way that you see the MDC Alliance, how would you like this situation to be resolved?
No, Zeke must come to the party. Zeke cannot say that there is a delimitation. There's the limitation that is coming, which is going to see a reduction in seats and then not make it possible for citizens to register to vote. Because vote is a constitutional right and ZEC is funded to make it possible for citizens to register to vote. But what we are seeing is that ZEC is actually putting impediments for citizens to register and vote. So the previous arrangement that we had was that was an arrangement where ZEC would set up voter kiosks in the townships, and which arrangement has since been discontinued. And now citizens are expected to shoulder the burden of finding their own way to ZEC, which may be next to impossible. So I gave the example of Gwanda, whose registration center is given as 1194 Big Ben Road. And you notice that somebody in Plum Tree would now need to travel 400 kilometers to and fro to access a voter registration center. Somebody in Pike Bridge would have to access, would have to travel about 150 kilometers to and fro to access a voter registration center. That is almost impossible and that is making it impossible for citizens to register. That must be patriotic, that must be civic, it is a civic duty, and it gets taxpayers' money to make it possible for citizens to register. And that's what we expect for ZEC to do. ZEC must come to the party.
Thank you very much,
Ntunda. Simzile lapho uchirodza uthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kukhanya ayizimiselanga ukuqhuba umsebenzi ngemfanelo ngoba ama-registration centers akhatshana lakhatshana okwenza abantu bahambe imimango emide kakhulu besiyabhalisa. Ameno mavi kuti vacharumbira vachiri pere parunhare vapindure.
Vacharumbira manzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navachirodza avastudent chirodza veMBC Alliance vari kuti imimi vezaropiepa hamuti kutombotya nekuti munoziva kuti panei zvamakawadza.
Thank you very much, Sister Marvelous. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm outside. Thank you very much for the speaker from the MDC. I believe it's Alliance. Those are valuable concerns if they are true. However, as you know, the relationship that ZANU-PF and MDC always have. We are coming to the time where the relationship is going to be exciting, as we all know, that MDC Alliance always have some new mechanism each and every almost election that we have. So it's not a surprise to hear MDC Alliance already speculating and, raising concerns that are unfounded. I think we all know that our country is suffering some economic issues. And I would think from the time that sanctions that were brought by the party that the just speaker who was speaking here brought to our country, if we didn't have those sanctions, we would have not have all those issues that we are having right now. So I would also want to say this to him and his party, MDC Alliance, that don't you see that these sanctions are now hurting even your party? Because now you want to go and vote, but it is all about resources. The government has been trying all this time from the day that your colleagues, your seniors went to United States to beg for sanctions. Now those sanctions are hurting even our elections. They are hurting even you to go and find a nearby place for you to cast your vote. So I'm sure now you are able to view and see because it has come close to home. However, the fact that the senders are being he's saying the senders are being moved from where they used to be. They are being put far away. I have not heard that information yet, but I don't think so. I wouldn't believe ZEC would do that, even if we are having challenges as far as the budget of the election is concerned. And also what I wanted to say to the MDC Alliance is that this budget of the election is the government that you always blame that comes with that budget for you to have accessibility to cast your votes. So you can't continue to just dig down the government, and now you want them to provide resources for you so that you can cast your votes. At the same time, he was talking about transportation. When did we have this issue? You are blaming the government now because it's toward the election, and we know that this is what you do all the time. Is MDC Alliance, you always want, you know what you did in the previous election. It called the elections off before the results were released. And now you're already crying foul way before an election. You are now blaming the government that we don't have transportation. We are not allowed to do this and this as far as our accessibility our mobility is concerned. But you know that there's COVID. You know that this COVID-19 pandemic is still there. I thought when we started this program, I don't know if you were here, you heard them, they were playing, giving us the figures of people dying, and 4 people died of COVID just now in our country. So you want us to open up so that you have got mobility, so you can fill up your people and take them to your rallies. And then after that, COVID pandemic will be over. You know that for sure because of sanctions. We are actually begging for vaccines in Zimbabwe. And all this is because we are being crippled by an animal called MDC Alliance. If this animal was not there, we could have even all the vaccines that other countries have. But you know what? Thanks to His Excellency, the President of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, if you heard, Comrade Malema was actually applauding for the President of Zimbabwe that in Zimbabwe you can get a vaccine faster than in South Africa. So you see that this government is not a government. It's actually being very competitive. It's actually doing better than Ramaphosa in South Africa. So we are doing everything possible, but we are not going to lose sleep because of MDC Alliance. We know for sure that people are going to have access to vote. That's not going to be a problem at all. How? We will know. But people are going to have accessibility to vote. But we will reject and we will continue to refuse this notion of you trying to let the government loosen the COVID-19 restriction. I think that's being so evil. You have been so evil enough to put us sanctions. Our hospitals are dilapidated. Our economy is now being resuscitated by His Excellency with his friends from other countries that are eager to help Zimbabwe. But we see that in countries like America, where you went to beg for sanctions, they have no remorse about the situation in Zimbabwe. They actually even wanted people in Zimbabwe to die like flies on the ground so that the regime change can be faster. But thanks to the Almighty, that did not happen. We as ZANU-PF will remain resolute, will remain resilient, and will continue winning all the elections that are going to come until eternity, because we are mandated to lead this country and will do everything possible to resuscitate the economy, to make sure there's food and people are going to butter their bread in Zimbabwe. We are actually even going to make Zimbabwe a bread basket of Africa again. If you can reference to the harvest that is happening right now, Zimbabwe is not going to beg for food anymore. So what I'm trying to say, is that MDC Alliance, be like any other political political party outside Zimbabwe. Other countries, they've got a better political opposition parties who are actually working with their government. This is called patriotism. You are not being patriarch. All what you are doing is everything is that you always want to find a blemish. But I think even the Bible says, hypocrites, first remove a plank that is in your eye before you look in a speck that is in your or your brother's eye. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And Mav, maybe Ipanyaye, yes, success, vaccination program in Zimbabwe. I think there is a false narrative that's going on that needs to be corrected here. Talk to any objective doctor, they would not characterize the vaccination effort so far as a success. You have 690,000 people who have been vaccinated so far, and we are in June. Zimbabwe wants to vaccinate at least 10 million people by December this year. Mm-hmm. And per day, yesterday, how many people did we vaccinate? 532. Those who got their first shot. And those who got their second shot, 4,991. Clearly, that's not a success story that Zimbabwe can also jump on when hearing Malema say, you know, things are well in Zimbabwe. I don't think we should be running with that story, really. The vaccination program is not going well because there's a shortage of vaccines. Government doesn't want to say that, but that is a fact. Talk to doctors. That is why yesterday they only vaccinated 532 people. For a government that wants to have at least 10 million vaccinations by December, clearly, kukhona okungahambi kuhle khonapho. Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's also turn to Mr. Chibuoza to comment on the situation of the vaccination program where he is in Bulawayo, and also comment on what Mr. Charumbira of ZANU-PF was alleging about MDC. Vachiroza, meno kana maamuru kunzwa shambashu kutawarwa na Vacharumbira. Uye shimoti pao maonero enyu ema fambiro alipita chirungwa chukubai wanumba the COVID-19 iko kukubulawayo.
Anda zingwa zesha zingwa chitaura ende ndinoranga rira kuti mushaka Robert Mugabe ndo nyaya dzaisi mudzandwo mamhepo aisi muta pese pese paitaura nyaya dzeZANU-PF pese pese paibatwa batwa ZANU-PF paitaura chokwadi aibva atora masanzi ovhara kumeso kuti ini nyaya yemasanzi muchindere tinoti utsacha nomune vhati bechu ngendaba yamasanction sezvaanga achitaurawo nechirungu rega ndimupindure nechirungu
ataurai
ndoti inini the biggest sanction that Zimbabwe has suffered is corruption. Biggest sanction that Zimbabwe has suffered is the state-sponsored violence. Saka ndonga kune mucherechedzo wenyaya iri pamatare yahenrieta rushwaya isati yatongwa nekuti gold riri muno munyika riri kubuda muno munyika richiri kuenda kureserve bank richireva kuti nyika yedu hapana zvairi kuwana vachiredza mwedzi yadarika kune akabatwawo kusouth africa ane gold rakawanda raibva muno muzimbabwe. Nhasi uno kune jepanhau reindependent vemauto vari kupomerwawo kunzi vari munyaya idzodzi dzegold saka todayira kuti kana chiri chokwadi ndo kuri kuenda upfumi hwenyika zvekunzi kune vanhu vakaenda kunana america kutaura kunoitawo vanhu vepolitics kana vachinyeperawo vanhu vatsvikiriwawo asi chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti mabepanhau emuno muzimbabwe ari kutaura kuti gold remuno munyika riri kubuditswa nevanhu vanotsigira ZANU-PF saka tisade kunyeperana nezvinhu zvisizvo ndodzokera futi panyaya yandenge ichitaura yevoter registration kuti madependent not iri kunziyo inoregister pa-16 centenary court use of park duty na-16,000 in Bulawayo matebele ndinoti tiutaisa nzvimbo dzinenge vana victoria falls inzvimbo inenge iri about 470 kilometers saka vanhu unana victoria falls ndo vari kuzauye varegiste kuno kubulawayo kuchireva kuti panenge pane dambudziko mukufamba vangani vangauye kuno kubulawayo kuzoregista kana nzvimbo dziri kure kuda saka ndotsinirawo futi kuti mukacherechedza zvekutaura kwaita munhu vezanu-PF vezanu-PF vanenge vasina kana kushushikana nenyaya dzekuregista izvi vanenge vasikutombovanesa vanhu vemdc ndo vari kunetsekana kutsvaka mari kuti vanhu varegiste zvinoreva kuti pane zvisina kumira mushe muno munyika kumaano ndano nesinjerevere ukuti iregistration center yavantu
mnumzana Chirodza usakhona ecingweni I think ubaba Chirodza soluqumile ucingo lwakhe lapho ngoba kasazwanani kodwa isibuyele kubaba uMalaba
lapha he said he can hear you, so if you want to ask him a question go ahead and then I'll drop off and you can speak to him.
Okay bese ngilobaba uMalaba lapha sizaphenduka kuwe mnumzana Chirodza rega nitore vaMalaba pamafti chanzokera kwari va Chirodza mnumzana Malaba usukhona njalo ecingweni
asengikhona.
Okay sisiyemaphethelweni ohlelo lapha kuyini ongakukhuthaza ikakhulu kubontanga ngohlelo lokuvota lo
into engayikhuthaza kuwontanga yikuthi ngicelani ukuthi lihambeni ngobuningi siyobhalisa ukuvota njalo kuthi kufika u-2023 sihambe siyovota So that he is over 60% Look, it's angofuni. But when I'm trying to bamba bazama, but the vote yakho can help a lot. And this is because ukuthi ngokuningi kwambe kuyovotelwa ama youth.
Kungani kuqakathekile lokho ukuthi abasakhulayo baphathe labo isikhundla esiphakeme?
Kuqakathekile ngenxa yokuthi ama decisions ayenziwayo engaba ezandleni zalaba abatsha. Kutsho ukuthi bona bazokhona njani ukwenza izinto zabathi ngenxathi nabo basathi because umuntu omdala yena uyakwazi ngendlela akhona ukulida ngayo abantu but nxa uli-youth la uyakwazi ukuthi njani ama-youth asebenza so ama-youth acabanga so uyabuya khona ukuzisana labo and khona lokho esebesitshwa sikhuma ngakho sithi i-representation is very important because ngasukubuya ama-laws engabuya bengavotela ama-laws zala affect ama-youth so njengama-youth ilungele lethu sokuthi sihambe siyokorrecta izinto esebesizibona ukuthi njani lapha nje azikho right for ama-youth.
Aha, mhlawumbe okokugcina kumbe kungaba kuyukuthi abantu besaba i-COVID ini ngenxa yikho bengaphakameli phezulu.
Hayi, khonapho ku-COVID ngathi hayi, abantu mabesabe i-COVID ngalebese basendlini. But kwesinye isikhathi uyakuthola abantu bephuma phandle lapha behamba bewalker besiya ethawuni ukuyayenza i-business zabo. So hayi, COVID hayi.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, no, siyabonga malaba. Bekukuhle ukuba nawe kuhle.
Ya, siyabonga lathu.
Mm-hmm. Nomzana Brendan Arnold Malaba ngowenhlanganiso ye-Uni Zim Cluster okuyinhlanganiso ephatheke kuhlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota apho Mav Ndapezerana naba Brendan Arnold Malaba besangano re-Unizim Trust bare kuti hongo vanhu va avazi kusimuka neuwandu kunonyoresa asi vari kuti vane vimbo yekuti nekufamba kwenguva vanhu vachawanikwa vachisimuka vachinyoresa vakawanda
ndanzwa zvakare vachitaura nekukosha kwakaita kuti vechidiki vavhotere vechidiki vatichii panyaya iyoyi.
Hanzi zvakakosha zvikuru kuti vechidiki vanyorese ndokuti vange vachivhoterawo vechidiki vapinde pazvigaro zviri uko zviri kumusoro uko ndokuti kana pachiiswa mitemo pachiitwa mapolicies pachiumbwa mapolicies vechidiki vawanikwe vachigarawo patafura. Kwete kuti mapolicies vechidiki awanikwe echiumbwa nevanhu vakuru chete saka hanzi ndizvo zvakakoshera kuti vechidiki vasimuke.
Let's turn to Mr. Chiroza of the MDC Alliance. This, you know, what is your policy right now? How are the youth participating in this registration process? Because going back to ZANU-PF, I have seen with, you know, on social media recently there seems to be a lot of campaigns where ZANU-PF is utilizing prophets and they're utilizing, you know, youth advocates and people to in their own campaign. What is the MDC Alliance doing at this particular point? How are you targeting the youth?
Well, we've had various platforms in which we canvassing for youth, but it's mainly for them to register to vote, and credit should actually go to the youth instead of us taking what should be their credit, because a lot of the youth, in fact many of the youth are the ones that are pushing us and asking us to assist them to register. We have centers in townships where youth are meeting the youth leadership, especially with sports. We actually have about 8 football teams where the MDC Alliance uses as a platform for registering to vote. We also are using social media to mobilize the youth. And lately, there is an initiative by the women's wing of the Alliance also targeting the youth, because we feel that the women are motherly and maybe more persuasive than some of us who are male. So it's a multi-pronged approach that we have. But like I said, the credit should be given to the youth for showing more initiative than those who are in the body politics.
Thank you. Motuzo nechishona tsatenda kuna vacharumbira ndisizoti muripo here. Ndichakuona vacharumbira muripo here. I'm not sure if Mr. Charumbira is still with us, but endererai zvenyu mberi muchitudza kuti muri kuita sei panyaya yekukwezva vanhu kuti vanyorese kuvhota nyanya vechidiki nemadzimai imi seMDC Alliance.
Tine matournaments atiri kuita muno muBulawayo. My tournament is a bora. Saka tine team atakagadzira speech a bora. Saka netball, nap, not football mchiruku. Go kwa tino ti kana vatamba. Kwa chiti no. Kwa munu aka tendeka kuminika ya Zimbabwe, not a part of this. Unwa muna akakwana kana warejita kufuta saka platform ya tuku chastanisa kuchikurizira mtu kutuwa rejita kufuta tunosanga na ufuti mejiki kuma centers, ma townships kwa tino ita wa ma clubs sisi saka wanda wanda panika seku kachira sana radio kachira ma phone sakadaro kutungamirwa ne youth union asi tatinoda kupakupedzisira kuti vanhu varegiste kuvhota tozvawo futi ne initiative yekupa ku women's wing kuti tinoona kuti vana baba tinogona nge zviri zvinhu zvakavaomera kunge kuti vakwezvezvidiki nekuti vana mama vane rudo ana mama vanhu vagara vanofarirwa nemu saka ndangoti ndo nzira dzatiri kushandisa kuti kwezvi echidiki kuti vaende kunoregista kufota.
Mutunga.
Yes, indeed, mavhi akhuluma lapo ubaba uSwitha Ntshirodza OMDC Alliance ngenhlelo abalazo ezokukhuthaza abasa ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba solusondele phela ukhetho luka 2023 yikho abezanu PF laba abe MDC Alliance MDCT izaphu amabandla wonke nje ezombusazwe yikho epichekile egijima ndawana zonke zelizwe edinga usekelo njalo ekhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota njalo bavotele lawo mabandla kukhetho oluzayo. Abasanda kusixhuma simsakazo weStudio 7 njalo lolo lohlelo lwe-Live Talk sikhuluma ke ngohlelo loku balisela ukuvota lamhlanje kanti siphethe njalo lo daba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 wona okhanya ususenyuka njalo kulezi nsuku kodwa sikhangele olunye njalo udaba Olusa kutwini lamhlanje oluhamba pambili, there's some breaking news Marv, posted by Zim Life in the last hour about Chief Justice Luke Malaba saga. Zim Live are saying that Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum Director Musa Kika has filed an urgent application at the High Court seeking that Luke Malaba be barred from exercising functions of Chief Justice until the Supreme Court hears the appeal against the May 15 judgment again of the High Court, saying that he was no longer a justice after reaching a retirement at 70. So in other words, Mr. Musa Kika wants the High Court to enforce its earlier ruling that Luke Malaba is no longer Chief Justice. That's some interesting news there.
Thank you, Ntsunga. Apo tukunzwa Ntsunga rukutaura iye kuti beparezim live repadande mtande kutaura iro zviri kuitika pamusoro penyaya ya Chief Justice Malaba. Apo takaona nguva yapfuura takaona zvinhu panga papuwa mutongo kuti ngavambodzokera zvakare kubasa, asi vakika avo vakambotanga vaendesa nyaya yavo kumatare Malaba vakamiswa basa vadzokera zvakare kumatare kuti nyaya iyi iyenderere mberi uyezve judgment yakapuwa kwekutsanga iwanikwe iyo ichiremekedzwa. Saka inyaya yatisenge tiri kuona kuti ichafamba sei, asi nyaya iyi taiona ichiburiswa iyo nebepanhau Resim Live manguva ichangobva kubuda izvozvi. Mutsunga:
Yebo, kunjalo Mava. Abasemakhaya sithi kulodaba oluhamba phambili lapha olusanda kwethulwa inkundla yeZim Live. Babika bona ukuthi igqwetha umnumzana Musa Kika ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum usekweze amaphepha ngokuphuthuma enkantolo yeHigh Court. Sithi inkantolo kumele inqume ukubana uMalaba uBabuluk Malaba kumele asuke esikhundleni sokuba ngumahluli omkhulu welizwe uChief Justice andubana idale leSupreme Court lihluze isicelo sikahulumende lesicelo sakhe esokuthi kubekwe eceleni isinqumo seHigh Court esethule mhla ka 15 ngoMay kunyanga edluleyo esokuthi hayi uMalaba kase nguye umahluli weHigh Court. Abangaba bakhutwa yilolo daba mhlawumbe sichasile kancane. Ubaba uMalaba njengomahluli omkhulu waqheliselwa isikhathi sakhe sokusebenza ngubaba uMnangagwa nge 5 years lanxa nje wayesefike ku-retirement 70 years. Lokho kwenzakala ngemva kokuguqulwa kwesekelo sombuso, kodwa amagqwetha afana labo Kika lama young lawyers bagijimela enkantolo bathi hayi osokusenziwa ngubaba uMnangagwa lokhu akukho emthethweni. Ubaba uMalaba kumele asuke mhla ka-May 15 last month ngoba esefikise iminyaka yokuya kumpentsheni. La kanye yahlala inkundla ye-High Court yafumana ukuthi hayi uMalaba uqheliselwe i-contract yakhe ngokungekho emthethweni wasuswa esihlalweni. Kodwa uhulumende laye uMalaba baphanga ba-aphila baphikisa leso sinqumo enkantolo ephezulu eSupreme Court. Wasebuyela ke emsebenzini ubaba uMalaba kodwa uMusa Kika usebuyelile ke enkundleni esithi hayi iHigh Court kumele i-enforce isinqumo sayo sikamhla ka 15 May esokuthi uMalaba kumele asuke esihlalweni until isicelo sakhe esise Supreme Court size sihluzwe. Maf,
I was on that time out in Tunga. That's, you know, very good breaking news. So people will have time to mull it over the weekend because this is a developing story, but we were hearing this from Ntsunga. But we've actually come to the end of our program. Unfortunately, there is no extra time, so we'd like to thank our guests and also to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day on Sunday and future fathers.
Siyabonga. Happy Father's Day lonke lani mafutha fathers njengoba usho kama.